Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, A Troubled Home, But the Lord is with You. In the scriptures, I have the account of a man who was working diligently, and he was not aware of what was ahead for him, as oftentimes it is the case when there is trouble in a home. I think one of the saddest requests I've ever received was one over on a telephone some time ago. I never knew the woman, never knew who she was, never knew what the situation was, but the message she conveyed in her voice, "Pray for me," she said. "I am having trouble in my home." And that's all she said. I did pray with her. And after that, I don't know what happened, don't know how things worked out. But I can think back to that day when she made that call, that she was having trouble in her home. I don't know what it meant. Don't know if it was, I think it probably was something maybe with her husband. But she was having great trouble. And I thought about home. Home ought to be the place where, you know, you go there and you're protected from all of the perils of the world. That's where you are able to have some sweet sleep, pleasant food, delightful company. But she said, "Pray for me. I'm having trouble in my home." In Genesis 39:16, the scriptures tell us of an account of a woman, Potiphar's wife, and a young man, Joseph. Joseph was a servant. He was a slave in the land of Egypt. And the master's wife cast her eyes upon him and desired him for herself. But he was a man who feared God and loved the Lord, would not grieve the heart of God. He respected his master, revered his master. And this woman tried to seduce him day by day. He still had his standards. He knew that the Lord God saw him. He knew that the Lord would be grieved with him. And as humanly speaking, someone would say, "I'm a rejected person. The people of that who should have cared for me were the ones who brought this problem on. Now here is someone who is showing me some kind of attention. That's the line of human reasoning. I'm getting some attention. I'm being neglected at home. So someone is showing me some attention. So shouldn't I respond to that attention? No, no, you need not go the wrong way. So Joseph rejected Mrs. Potiphar's seductive ways to him. She grabbed hold of his coat and he ran and left his coat in her hand. And the scriptures say she laid his garment by her until his Lord came home. Now he was coming home to a troubled house. His wife was the source of the trouble. And Joseph was about to be falsely accused, and he would wind up going to prison. But he had not the charge of his life. He just knew that the Lord had given to him the responsibility of doing right, and that's what he wanted to do. Home ought to be like heaven here on earth, but many are the opposite. Sometimes one will look across the table or across the room and blame the other person. Now, if they are the real problem, it could be the case that they could be the ones causing the problem. And they may be the ones as a conduit through which trouble flows into your life and into the lives of all the family members. But I'm reminded of a story that I heard some time ago about a mule that fell into a pit. And the farmers got together and tried to get the mule out, but they could not. And so someone came up with the idea that we might as well bury him. And they didn't know that what they were about to do was to help the mule. So they started throwing in dirt into the pit. And the mule just simply shook off the dirt and stepped up. They kept throwing the dirt in on him to cover him up. He shook off the dirt and stepped up. He kept climbing up on top of the dirt. Each step took him higher. Each shovel full of dirt that was meant to cover him up and to bury him proved to help to solve the problem for all. So eventually the mule was able to get out of the pit. He got out of the ditch. The farmer got his mule back, and the hole was filled in so that no one else would fall in. Now, when you have troubles, when we have troubles, there is usually some dirt involved. I beg you, I plead with you, keep the dirt under your feet and keep your feet moving. One day, you may use your knowledge and experience to help someone else avoid falling into a pit, and if they have, you can help them get out. One day, all of this will be over. The troubles you have in your home or on your job or in your body, this will all be over. There will be no more storms, no more pain, no more nights where pain increases or days seem to go by so swiftly. Just keep stepping. Keep looking. See, the Lord is with you, my Christian friend. We may pray for Him to help us, to give us the grace to keep on walking, keep on looking unto Jesus. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.